parents, ministers, educators, family members, journalists, influencers, housing services professionals, financial services professionals, child care services professionals. If you are a person in society, you need to hear this. And I kindly ask that you make sure that you spread the word to those who you care about in your family, in your communities. We've got to get the messages out so that people can get prepared. Technology is having, according to industry leaders, what is taking place in the realm of technology is happening at a much more rapid pace than many ever anticipated. What does this mean? It means that things are changing and we have got to get prepared, and we have to ensure that our young people are prepared. I'm going to say this as briefly as possible. There's more information here on my site. If you're not listening to this on my site, there's more information. But let me just say this. If businesses are not prepared for what's taking place, then there's a threat to their existence. Why? Because of many factors. But let me just share a few things. If you are a business owner and you are not informed about how to stay relevant in the days to come, you may find that your customers are seeking services from other providers. If they can't reach you, if you are not implementing technology that will allow you to operate more efficiently, you may find that your competitors are able to lower their cost, pass that on to the consumer, and therefore you're losing customers to your competitors who are able to offer the same services or better because of lower costs. You need to understand what's going on. You need to understand so that you can help your team members to prepare for what's taking place, to prepare to function in the changing work world. And businesses, we need you to team up with us to get your customers, your clients prepared for the work world. There are predictions that not only will AI significantly impact entry-level jobs. A recent study just discussed the impact that it's expected to have on white-collar entry-level jobs. Now, what does this mean? This means that if people are not prepared, well, first of all, some of the jobs just won't be there. And then there are jobs that will still exist, but individuals need to be prepared to utilize the proper technology in order to maintain those positions. There is a lot of change. We need to prepare our young people. Wouldn't it be a tremendous disservice to them to allow those who are pursuing educational endeavors, they're in college, they're in various career preparation programs, and they're investing their time. Many are investing tens, even hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then they come out and they're unemployable because either the jobs don't exist or they did not receive the proper education. The impact of this could be massive. Don't think at all of the careers, fields that I listed, and that's just a few. If you tell me another one, I can probably give you some of the ways that are expected to be impacted and why each person should care that this matter is effectively addressed throughout our communities. You may say, oh, well, I'm a journalist. Technology is not going to take my job. Well, I'm not going to even deal with the robotics down the line. I'm talking about just basic numbers now. If individuals many people are without jobs, and then we have other things going on in the economy. If people don't have the money or they're fearful of spending the money because of events that are taking place, and they don't spend. They're not spending with your sponsors. Could it be a possibility that your sponsors will begin to decrease the ads that they buy with your organization? If your organization is not having ad revenue, could that impact your job? See, it's if you're a banker, and if you're in the financial arena, if people are taking their money out of the bank, the bank is not earning money or able to utilize that money. They're not investing. They're foreclosing on their loans and so forth. Could that impact that the bank experiences eventually impact you? This is about real life, ability to house your families, ability to feed your families. We should care, first of all, that people are able to care for their families. But if for no other reason, think of the impacts that people not spending could have on what you do. Even in childcare, we see social services being cut. So if they're getting finances from that to help pay for your childcare, and then we add on many of them losing their jobs, that's a problem. What am I saying? We're not going to just talk about it, not here at Glorious Neighborhoods, and we're inviting you to partner with us. We are doing some things for businesses and community members. We're offering free AI training sessions. Right now, we have an AI trends and applications session that's going to be to cover various topics of what's taking place in AI, the trends, and also to help business owners and various leaders to understand how you can apply this in the work world. We're going to, a session will begin at the beginning of July, and we will also offer assistance to a select number of businesses in getting the AI implemented in their businesses. We're working to help businesses because we know that many need help during this time. We're also offering work project assistance. You want to get involved in that. We are offering assistance for our young people. We're offering enrichment sessions starting at $1 an hour. Yes. This is by a professional. I have extensive experience in working with young people, a classroom educator, math specialist, college instructor. We're going to do some exciting things virtually, so it doesn't matter where your young people are. And we're going to work on work. We have a work tour that we will be making accessible. We will be making the sessions accessible to various segments of our society, and namely customers and clients of those who we are working with. If you're working with us to get the word out to support what's going on in the community, we want to ensure that your customers and clients have priority. We will also be opening the sessions to other individuals who we are focusing on to help ensure that our families are able to meet the challenges of the days ahead, because we work to serve families, and we are especially focused on serving our youth and young adults. I thank you for your time. See what's here. Get plugged in now. It's imperative that we do this. Don't wait until later, because things will close. They will fill up. We will be using technology to deliver this, and there are limits on those who can actually attend various sessions for no other reason because of the technology. I thank you so much for your time. Please, if you're a business or an organization, you need help right now, reach out and ask us. See here, go under businesses and see on my site, on the Glorious Neighborhood site, see what's there. Go to the business section. Look at what we're offering. Take advantage of what's being offered. Also, we're offering right now, as of this recording, a special assistance with technology, a customer service technology. getting that implemented. You all, if your customers cannot find you, if they cannot get the answers that they want, when they want the answers, whether that be at 8 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning, you may miss out on a quality customer. So we are helping a select number of businesses to get customer service technology implemented so that when customers call, they can at least get some of the basic facts about your business. If their call needs to be elevated, that can be done. Look on the page for special projects. When you get to the work projects page, there's other things that we're doing. Again, we want to help you to be at the top of the list when individuals are looking to obtain the services that you offer. And we want to assist you in offering them in the most efficient way. We want great businesses to stay in business because you employ the parents of our young people, the aunts, the uncles. You are making a powerful impact in our community, and we thank you. All others, please spread the word. Tell everyone you know to take time if they can, see if they can get into the work tour. If not, do your own independent study and find out what trends are taking place in your industry and what you need to do to be prepared. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to hearing from so many of you. Oh, and if you are in a parent or you work in childcare and education, make sure that you see the No Excuse Parents down here. It's a section for about our youth and young adults. Click on, and also there's another thing that's if you're on my site that talks about helping to get our young people into a place of safety. There's information there about some things that we're doing, a summer intensive for our college students or those who are coming out of high school, even if they're entering into other paths. We need to make sure that they're prepared for life. So we're taking what we're doing, have planned for No Excuse Parents that lasts throughout the year, and we're trying to bring that together for them in a summer intensive. And we want to continue to stay with them throughout the year because as a college instructor, and if you've been in college, you know what it's like. People are trying to find their way, find something to be a part of. We want to give them something positive to be a part of as opposed to going away or going out into the world and getting caught up in something that is not positive, that is not taking them where they need to be. So please take advantage of the information here. Get plugged in. I'm praying for you and your family because everyone that's a part of this, because you're listening, you're part of the group that I pray for. I want the best for you. Let's work together. Let's do our best to make the coming days as peaceful and prosperous and productive as possible. God bless. This is Karen Felice Allen, and I thank you for your time.